The Astral. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. There is a lot to say and to understand from the perspective of what is going on in the non-physical. In the last two videos, I described how many starseeds may have a regular and boring life on Earth, but at night they go out to battle entities and demons in the astral planes of existence, yet not every starseed does that, as I dare say most are on Earth for the learning experience of being incarnated there, and at night their soul and consciousness wanders off wherever it wants to go, most often to higher, lighter positive astral planes while its physical body rests and gets repaired during sleep. But what are the astral planes exactly? It is said elsewhere that everything has its opposite, good has evil, fear has love, black has white, up has down as their opposites, and so does the material world where the astral would be its opposite, as in the material world contrasting with the non-material world, which would be the astral. Although this is the accepted general definition of the astral. From my point of view, things are not so simple, and I consider that definition to be a good attempt at explaining it, coming from people who have very limited access to those astral planes and who mostly contrast the physical world with the astral based on the concepts of life and death, as in the physical world is where you live in a biological body and the astral is when you go after you've disincarnated. As Nikola Tesla once said, quote, "If you wish to understand the universe, think of energy, frequency and vibration," end quote. Observing the astral and the material planes of existence, in those terms, they are one and the same. If you have been following my predecessors and my former works, you can see that we generally tend to integrate everything into one mass, and not to fragment and dissect things in an attempt to explain them better by the sum of their parts. We simply understand the astral planes as a frequency range of consciousness, matter, and energy that is outside what can be detected by the five or six normal senses of a live biological body. That is, the body, the living and what they perceive to be their world, with all its laws and limits is what defines the material realm, with little more which may be detected using limited technology, such as the one officially available on Earth at this time. And the astral planes of existence are everything that is outside that range. As we see things here, as I understand this subject, everything that exists is astral, and the so-called physical world is only a very limited part of it, which is defined basically by the white light spectrum and little more. What defines the physical world is only what you see and experience while living in a biological body, but it is also part of the astral, because, as I understand things to be, everything is astral, and life in the material world is only an illusion, manifested by the souls who inhabit it to have a specific learning experience. As so many have said and explained before, there is no matter, as each molecule of it is made of atoms which are very far apart from each other, and there is nothing but empty space in between them, and furthermore, those atoms are not in one definable specific place as they cannot even be found as the uncertainty principle explains in detail. As was explained on Earth by the German physicist Werner Heisenberg in 1927, the uncertainty principle states that we cannot know both the position and speed of a particle, such as a photon or an electron, with perfect accuracy. The more we can calculate the particle position, the less we know about its speed and vice versa. This means that matter is only solid when the particles are being observed, and when not, they become waves with undefined specific mass. They become nothing more than potential energy waiting to take shape and meaning in the presence of an observing consciousness, as explained in the famous double-slit experiment. My point is that there is no material world, there is only spirit, only astral, And the world of the living is nothing more than an illusion based on biology, whether it is alive or not, and inhabited by a creator soul. It is only an illusion happening inside the astral. The physical body is meant to keep the perception range of a creative soul within a specified span of awareness possibilities to create a limited set of learning experiences, and even the material body which is inhabited by a soul is a direct reflection of who that soul is and of its self-defining concepts and its attachments to them, because it is formed by DNA which is, in turn, a direct manifestation into the material world of the memory and the consciousness of each individual, as observed by its crystalline nature. In other words, DNA is materialized memory. While in the astral, a person, a consciousness, also perceives to be in a physical world and environment, much as with dreams, where you don't even know you are dreaming until you awaken. But when someone is fully conscious of being in the astral, it feels as solid as when in the so-called material world, yet with a very important difference. In the astral planes, there are other rules and other laws, and although most look a lot like the ones in the material world, only while in the astral planes, which are closest to it in frequency and vibration. Because logically the ideas and the attachments which for one and the other filter across due to their closeness. Those rules and laws may be similar when in those closest to the material world astral planes, but they can be twisted at will, especially by the beings that inhabit it and by souls who have experience exploring it. There basically every law can be twisted there, and that can be dangerous for all who are not versed in the subject. And this is yet another reason why you should never mess with what you do not understand, like giving rites of pass to anything paranormal, as you may not be able to get rid of whatever followed through to the material world, and good luck seeking help and assistance from other people, in that materialistic and reductionist matrix world. The so-called lower astral is the closest to the range of frequency and vibrations which define the world of the living, and it is lower because its vibration itself is slower and more of a mismatch with the super high frequency of Source, which can be defined as pure love and integration. The lower the vibration of a realm, the further away it will be from Source, and logically it will be filled with everything that defines separation and isolation, including a lack of love and an ever-increasing fear, the lower it goes. And dark entities who are mostly egregores, and souls, will be a match to those realms of existence because of their vibration, as they will become a match to those places. And this can be seen as the very definition of hell. And the same way, a soul's ideas and thoughts can also increase their frequency to match those of positive and loving high realms, high because their frequency and vibration are high, therefore closer to the pure love and integration of Source itself. But then notice how each consciousness, each soul only lives whatever it is a match to. It will only inhabit the realms its perception forms and manifests for itself. This means that ultimately no soul is a victim, as we can all control our thoughts and our interpretation of events, and with them our frequency and vibration. We create our own heaven and our own hell, and we can even jump from one to the other at will or almost at will, almost as while in past immaterial realms manifestation may be perceived as slow, although it doesn't have to be. Not accepting the existence of all the astral realms is the result of modern-day materialism and controlled science that tries to explain away everything with the limited scientific method, reducing everything to the so-called material realms defined mostly by the white light spectrum. But contrary to what it is thought to be, even the material world is only an artificially created realm within the astral itself, manifested by who lives it, and by the ideas and attachments it has to them. But we never leave the astral, we are all there now, as our bodies are only filters for awareness, for the experience of an illusory physical world. And if you cannot see or perceive astral things, it does not mean they aren't there. It only means that your body, therefore your filter, is working well. It is meant to be that way. Yet some of us can see the astral, but only the parts we may be a vibrational match to. That's why it is so important to learn how to control our thoughts and emotions, to then control our vibration and everything that will automatically manifest from it in our lives. We are all astral beings, all the time, and we are only enjoying a material world illusion ride. There is nothing to fear ultimately, as who we truly are, our awareness and our consciousness, survives everything, although our material body does not. All our troubles and all our fears are only indicators of where we need to place more of our attention on. They are telling us where we must mature and where we must work on ourselves, to be our best version. Because although we are all perfect beings, spawned from Source itself, meaning we are Source itself, we are not perfect from other points of view, but we are who are manifesting and placing those other points of view, so we also control them. They are the result of our perception and of our ideas, and of the result of the attachment we have to those ideas. You are all powerful creator beings, my friends. Improve yourself every day. Improve your thoughts and the interpretation you give to things and to events in your lives. You decide what you want to live and experience. We are all astral beings. You decide how low or how high you want to vibrate. You decide if you vibrate high and are a match to nice things, becoming a light being in the process, or vibrate low in hurt, fear, and anger, becoming a narcissistic demon in the process. I prefer to be the light being, and I do everything I can to be so. Thank you for watching my video and for liking and subscribing for more. I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirée.